Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Different, the story of an outside-the-box kid and the mom who loved him, by Sally Clarkson and Nathan Clarkson. Narrated by Nathan Clarkson, Rudy Sanda, and Virginia Woolf.
Listen to this first, even if you never listen to introductions. Nathan. They tell me stop, just don't, be normal. So I try and I try and I try and I try not to let the demons in my mind be the ones who define my every move, my every thought, my every rhyme. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone in a crowded room, and no matter what I try or what I do, I can't make my eyes see like they're supposed to. I can't see the world like the rest of you do. Because I've got something called OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. But I'm starting to think these letters mean something different, less of a sitcom and more of a horror. Maybe the O stands for, oh my God, why did you give this to me? Why can't I just be normal, like he or she? Why can't I feel clean and not feel the need to wash my hands until they bleed? Maybe the C stands for, come on, can't you see I'm in pain? I can't even hug, kiss, or touch my loved ones as they leave on a plane. And maybe the D stands for despair, like the kind that I felt when I sat on those stairs with my head in my hands and I said, this is not fair. God, do you care? God, can you tell that this man that you love is living in hell? And there in the silence, I heard God say, my son, I made you this way. I said, God, you've got to be kidding me. My mind is all wrong. He said, son, don't you see? Your mind is a song. It's a song I wrote for only you to sing. It's unique and it's beautiful, and it will help others see. As you listen to my story, it is my hope that you might feel understood and know that you aren't alone on the journey of being different. I pressed record on the camera, staring at me atop the tripod, then quickly walked back to stand in front of my backdrop, a black sheet draped across my front door. I took a deep breath, locked eyes with the lens, and began. I had the words typed out on my phone, but I didn't need to look at the screen. I knew them by heart because they had been swirling around in my head for the past month. I've never really thought of myself as a poet, but for some reason, as I went to express my innermost thoughts, they came out in verse. Now here I was about to perform and upload a piece of spoken word poetry that came directly from my heart for the world to see. For as long as I can remember, I wondered if I was the only one who felt this way, that it was me and then the rest of the world. So I decided to pour all the years of frustration, hurt, and wandering into a 2-minute video and set it free into the world, hoping that maybe it would reach someone who felt the same. The poem offered no stats, quick fixes, or life hacks. It simply shared a glimpse of my story, all I really had to offer. Little did I know when I hit upload video that in the next few days it would gain thousands of views. Then as the views added up one by one, I started receiving messages and comments from viewers around the world. Thank you so much for this. This is my exact experience. I have always felt the same way. I have always felt different, too. It was amazing, beautiful, and humbling to know that a roughly made home video could connect and encourage people from every walk of life. People who had felt like me. People who had always felt different. This book explores what it's like to grow up different. It is told from my point of view and also from my mother's, because this is a journey we've shared. This book will not try to fix you. You won't find statistics or studies or a bunch of how-tos. Instead, we'll simply share our stories and our personal thoughts. I feel confident with this approach because I have found that stories are powerful. They have the ability to reach out, inspire, and give us hope. It is my hope that as I share my heart, you will perhaps find yourself thinking, me too. That as you hear a